T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The all-new Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Everybody's your friend.
I try.
Smart, funny, and friendly sports talk for your workday.
Every caller is an idiot.
Dan Bernstein.
I will murder your whole effing family.
Layla Rahimi.
I don't think that jerk cares, actually.
Bernstein and Rahimi.
Hashtag blessed.
9 a.m. to noon.
My God, that's Layla Rahimi's music.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and it is a full-blown Bears state of the team, all hands on deck press conference day, and we will treat it accordingly as we figure out where they are, what they're doing, and apparently what they're not doing. We'll mix in a bunch of phone calls. We'll probably talk to Hub in the 11 o'clock hour as well. But we're going to take it all in and break it all down. 312-644-6767 is our phone number. That's The Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You want to send an email? Please do. Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Text the text zone that's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Got to download the Radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. There is the Twitch video stream. Hello. That's why this camera's right here. Brian Gertz directs that feed, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. He also is the overlord who is moderating the chat concurrent with everything that happens on Twitch. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Adam Studzinski is the guy on the board today. So here we are. This will be your first big end-of-season Bears press conference day as a Score host. So enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm already... I feel like I was talking past you guys a little bit because I was still trying to figure out what is going to be said in the press conference when we were all in transition there. And my whole concern is, it's just going to be an explanation of what's already what we know. Here's the slight action we have taken in a couple of areas, but nothing's really going to change. And if they wanted it to have changed, they should have thought about it long before that benchmark of the Packers game, if that were the case, the one in November. But what concerns me more is, if you think that anybody's going anywhere next year, then what the heck have you just done to this next year? Like, what's happening here?
I always have to go back. Yeah, I do. But I have to go back and always remember what I have said about the Bears for the last quarter century. And it generally has been, given the chance to do less, they will do less. That unless they're facing absolute desperation or there's some unique circumstance that compels them to act, they would prefer not to. Because it's easier, it's less expensive that way, but for the most part, it's just easier because this is still a small family operation. That's what this is. The dynamics of this are a small family-run organization. They are heavily influenced by personal relationships that tend to be stronger sometimes even than professional relationships. And because of the pandemic, I do think that some of this will be couched in how extraordinary this season was, and the fact that it wasn't 4-12. That there, it'll be their way of saying everything is okay enough to not do anything. And let me say, I'm not down with that. I don't think that's okay. They do. They will. I think that's what we're going to hear.
Yes, but I would argue that you just described the ownership of most of the NFL and sports teams in general. They are family owned. They don't like to make a lot of harsh or quick decisions. We've seen that here in town with other teams. And it took a while for them to move on from their respective regimes. So that to me is not unique. There are a few organizations in the NFL who have hitched their wagons to capable people, and they've gotten lucky, and they have let those people run the organization so they don't have to. And because those organizations have won, they've let it be. But this to me is how a lot of NFL teams operate. I'm not making any excuses here. I am just saying this is not that a particular.
Well, here's what's different is that a lot of these other teams have, this is a side hustle for the owner of Home Depot. This is a side hustle for somebody who is a computer chip billionaire or whatever it is. For the Bears, this is the business. This is what they do. It's who they are. It's not just another thing in a portfolio. And I think that's what changes it, because of everything is personal. Everything hits so close to home. You know, when it's Arthur Blank and when he's the founder and chairman of Home Depot, he can react to his football team a little differently because, yeah, it's his responsibility, but it's not the essence of who he is as a person, as a businessman, of the family name, of being descendants of George Halas. You know, all that romanticized stuff plays in with the Bears in a way that it just doesn't with other teams.
Yeah, I could see where that might play in because, for example, the Falcons fired their head coach and then they got better midseason. So that speaks to your point. But the Cowboys, who are also a family-run business, hired Dan Quinn to be their defensive coordinator. So such is the circle of life in the NFL. But I guess we've spent so much time talking about the fate of Matt Nagy and the fate of Ryan Pace. And to me, it all came back to the fact that, like, if they were going to do something, then they should have done it a while ago because people are on their second and third interviews in the league. So this is a formality. But we still want to hear what they have to say because people are owed some answers. And frankly, if Ryan Pace talked more, I think we get a lot more accurate picture of how the Bears are running, what's going on. I think it would do him some favors and us as well because we'd all be a little more
story.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah, that's
but we're not going to get that, so we get this.
Right.
Yeah.
His lack of transparency is a larger story, too. And our self-appointed Bears historian, Stonecutter, has weighed in with an email here. And he says, I want the Bears to announce an extension for Nagy and Pace today, and I'm dead serious. If they're not going to fire them, they should extend them both. Barring an extension, we're going right down the same old path. Nobody who's good at their job is going to want to be Matt Nagy's defensive coordinator for one season. The Bears need to draft a quarterback in the first or second round. They've got to spin the wheel again. But barring an extension, why would Ryan Pace draft a guy who won't max out his talents for another 2 or 3 years if Pace doesn't think he's going to be there? If you don't extend Ryan Pace, there's no reason for him to not continue mortgaging the future. And if he does draft a quarterback anyway, and it fails, you're going to have a new GM and probably a new head coach with someone else's quarterback project.
Yep, that's it. That's exactly how I feel. Thank you, Stonecutter, for summarizing what was going on in my head but only being spoken in pieces.
Wow. But that's really sort of doubling down on any last chance with this group to avoid half-assing whatever your football business is. But there's truth to what he says, even as kind of dark and twisted as the logic is. I get it, because you've got to give the at least the outward appearance and internal truth of stability in that regard. Then,
just like college football, no coach can walk into a recruit's house and say, we want you on our team, if the recruit potentially will be there longer than the coach. Same idea. And that's why I say, if they were going to make a decision, they would have made it already. And this is merely a formality. But you can only fire so many coordinators or add them or subtract them before it ends up being the head coach and the GM. But we are a ways away from that now, aren't we?
And you mentioned the Cowboys and how they'd hired Dan Quinn. Anybody who knows me knows that the Cowboys let go a positional coach on the defensive side who I will always make a home for him in my heart, if not on my team. And that is our guy Jim Tomsula, because he is the gift that keeps on giving. And if that's your old and desperate coach who's been a head coach in the league, if you want to bring him in just for our entertainment purposes, I'm cool with that. But you start looking at these lifers, you start looking at these guys who've bounced around. It, you know, Greg Williams, you named him. And there's going to be somebody. There's going to be somebody with a story. There's going to be somebody with a long track record who is going to be next under Matt Nagy to try to figure this thing out.
Yeah, this is what we're going to hear today. If I have an idea, is make sure you figure out who is holding those respective cards. And you mentioned it earlier. Matt Nagy seems to be the focal point of this. So, ergo, Let's listen with that ear and see what we hear. I didn't mean for that to rhyme.
Well, the other thing they could do, and what I have wanted them to do, is change some titles around and figure out, just make sure that you have a better public face when it comes to who does what, because that's always confused things for a long time. Just make Ted Phillips president of business operations already, and because that's what he is. He's Crane Kenny. And he should have a title that better reflects who he is. You know, you could, and that's why, if we're really thinking outside the box, and I don't think they're going to do this, you could keep these guys and keep Pace as GM and then go out and hire a football Bigfoot and install this guy as president of or woman as president of football operations, and then say this is going to be for a year, but this new person is in charge of everything. I don't think that – I know it, they're not going to do it, but if you really wanted to have that other set of eyes, rather than hiring a consultant or hiring a search firm, make that call and say, Ted, you want to talk about the stadium lease and you want to talk about tickets and merchandising and business stuff, that's fine. But we're bringing in one true football voice who's going to make some of these decisions on both Pace and Nagy moving forward.
That's a legitimate solution. It also sounds expensive.
Very.
But it's a legitimate solution.
We're not going to hear it.
That doesn't hurt anybody's feelings.
I don't think so. I mean, then and it just it takes away some of the little small family stuff and your board of directors and Andy McKenna and everybody else and Pat Ryan. And then you have somebody in charge and you say, well, this is the pandemic was weird. Everything was messed up. This is a year that it's just kind of a wash. But this person's going to come in and is going to take a look at things and start making some decisions. And if they want to kick some ass and take some names, that's going to be in their purview. I want to listen to some things back that were played earlier today on the Mully and Haw show. Some sound from both Mike Lombardi, who always has strong thoughts about the Bears, and then some comments from Brad Biggs making the comparison between the Bears and their rival about how they go about doing business and what the relative levels are of these teams right now. Bernstein and Rahimi leading you up to a Bears press conference that starts at 10. We will carry it live and in its entirety right here on The Score.
Go Bears!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Walsh often said, until you get the team set, you can't put resources into wide receivers. That doesn't mean you don't like wide receivers, but now you're asking me to tie up franchise money to Allen Robinson. I don't think I want to do that. I need every nickel. I need every disposable available dollar to go find my solution at quarterback, right? And I got to fix the offensive line. Because what good is having Allen Robinson if I can't protect? What good is having Allen Robinson if I can't throw him the football? You know, the football's not a complex game. It goes really down to two things. You have to be dominant in the defensive line, you have to be dominant in the offensive line, and you have to have a blue-chip quarterback. Until those things get fixed, nothing else really matters.
Great. That's Mike Lombardi, NFL expert, former front office guy, and I hate hearing that. I hate hearing about the pointlessness of some of this stuff. Because that gets back to how helpless we feel as Bears fans today. It's like this whole larger idea of why bother? You know, why bother with this when you don't have that? Why bother firing people when you're in the middle of a pandemic anyway and there's no real way you're immediately going to get better? You know, it's just a crappy place to be as a fan.
Yeah. It's that way if you're the organization too, or if you're Allen Robinson per se, who probably was the most pointed of anybody who spoke this week. But that's when I talk about it being bleak. Like, at what point, you're rolling this out there until you decide to make a wholesale change, and you're not making the wholesale change until you do all these other things ceremoniously first, I guess.
I guess. You know, it's just a really disheartening thing when they say we would do this if it's time, and if we had this guy, sure, we would try to. We're not that far removed from being really excited about this team. We are not that far removed, and a lot of it was because we believed in, and I guess you still do, believing that the Nagy offensive magic is still untapped. That whatever that is,
I don't know, man. Sage Rosenfels painted a really clear picture yesterday.
He did, but I mean, you had said that you think it's salvageable. Do you no longer?
No, I do, but I also believe in what Mike Lombardi said, where it starts with quarterback, and you spent a lot of money on Nick Foles, and you gave Nick Foles a try, and unfortunately, that didn't work out either, and you still have Nick Foles for another year, right?
And that was the big old exploding cigar of an acquisition is what that was. I mean, that we saw that just blatantly fail in front of us. And I don't think you go back to it. I don't think you can say, well, now we're just going to rearrange everything and we're going to make this the offense for him to run. Because that was the whole idea. You benched Mitch to say, okay, now let's go. And then that craps out and you end up back with Mitch. And then you thought that might have been better because you retrofitted that, and now you're starting all over again. I don't know. It puts them in a pretty gross position, especially vis-a-vis their rival to the north. And when Brad Biggs was on this morning with Mully and Haw, he laid out some pretty hard truths near the end of his appearance on where the Bears are relative to the Packers.
I talked to a guy elsewhere in the league yesterday, and he said, you know, the problem they have is the gap with Green Bay has gotten wider. And I said, oh, no question about it. I agreed with him. And he said, just look, go position by position. He said, take, you know, every unit individually. He said, the only place the Bears are better than the Packers right now is inside linebacker. And he said, and you got to knock the Bears for Trevathan because he really struggled. But and he said, it's not that the Packers are bad or poor at that position, but he recognizes Roquan as being a really good player. He says defensive line, pass rushers, cornerbacks, safeties. He said the Packers are better across the board right now on offense, offensive line, quarterback, running back, tight ends, wide receivers. Packers are better across the board.
Other than that, everything's fine.
He's right. Isn't he?
Yeah. I'm not arguing.
Bleak. This is all very bleak.
We have, in historically, we've known that these days involve a lot of cross purposes. That's the part of the defining aspect of Bears business on every level has been misalignment of motivations, of time schedules, of purposes, of who's developing what and when, at what speed. And today is going to be another version of that in some way about why they are where they are again, and why it's again, why is this okay? And it may be that they say it's not, but we're trapped at the moment because of the pandemic and because of everything else, because of extraordinary circumstances. If this were a normal season, a normal situation, if we had a different context, things might change. But 10 years ago, when they said we understand, we are aware that we need massive change, but we value continuity. This is just another version of that. By the facts of what we have, what we understand, unless something changes, unless the reporting is all wrong, and unless they gather in 10 minutes on these airwaves and start dropping bombs, they're already walking us up to another one of these days. Another one of these days. Yeah, it's not good enough, but it's good enough. We know that things have to change, but we're not going to change anything. And I just feel damn helpless at this point. Like you say too, and I think it's fair, totally fair for you to point out, things would be different if it was more like Theo Epstein or Jed Hoyer or Rick Hahn or someone who said, here's what we're doing, here's why we're doing it, here are the standards to which we're holding everything, and here's how we feel about it. But there's this disconnect. There's a total disconnect with us, with the fans, where every once in a while they sit down and explain things. But it happens so rarely that it's for us to try to assemble the pieces that are in between here, because we just don't have the same kind of openness, the same kind of sunlight. It sucks.
Yeah, and unfortunately it leads to a lot of inaccuracy and a lot of speculation. I don't like living in that space, but we're in it because we don't obviously get the directions from the top that a lot of people get, a lot of other teams get, a lot of people who are fans of their teams get. We don't get that. So instead, we just get some stuff here and there. Like, we know they didn't pick up the option on Mitch Trubisky. We don't really know what that means. Trubisky may have been one of the most clear people who's spoken in a while when he talked about the culture situation. We have Sage Rosenfels, who interpreted the Matt Nagy offense that made me scared inside, because it's also kind of true. But to Mike Lombardi's point, because we actually have to connect all these dots, if they had a better quarterback, we probably wouldn't be complaining about any of this. But don't go out there and say, you know, like, I just don't like it when we're sitting here during the season saying these things matter. The Vikings game matters. The Packers game matters. The 6-game losing streak matters. You know, don't understand and temper what happened when you saw them play the 3 out of 5 worst defenses in the NFL. And if they wanted to make a decision about this, my point is they should have made it already. They should have made it during the 6-game losing streak. What are your deal breakers? And then if you think about it and extrapolate it to the draft and what the messages are and who's available out there in the coaching world, the GM world, if you were going to make those decisions, you'd have made them already. So what are you going to tell me about how this wasn't acceptable for you? Or was it? Because we are talking about a team that finished 1 game under 500 because of a expanded playoff situation and a very weak conference, yes?
Of course. And we said it at the time. And like you say, you keep you know, moving the proverbial goalposts here, to use an obviously clumsy, facile metaphor. But with every moment that you say, well, that's got to be it, this has to be too much, this has to be not okay. This is the fundamental aspect of a press conference today where someone's got to say to George McCaskey, and I know it's hard over Zoom, it makes it very difficult, and having that physical distance matters when you're not really looking somebody in the eye. But someone's got to ask, why is this okay? Or when did you decide that this was still okay? And maybe it got close. We don't know. Maybe there were voices in the room saying, blow it all up, bring somebody in, fix this, spend the money. And others like, nah, rather not. Or did they call Ernie Accorsi? Did they reach out, get some voices around the league and say, hey, look, if we did this, could we do this? Will we keep Matt Nagy and bring in a new general manager? And some new general manager through an agent said, yeah, not interested because I want my own coach. You know what? I'd love to know what actually happened. And maybe this is something over time that guys like Hub and Mike Florio and some of the nationally connected people are going to find out for us about what mm-hmm. was said, about how the depth of the conversations with the Chiefs pro personnel director or director of operations, whatever his name is, that it was close. And now they just kind of retreated from the edge of the abyss a little bit because they can. But I'll be damned if they can finish up with however long this press conference is going to be in a few minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, whether it's an hour. Why is this okay? Why is this fine? Because it's very much, in my world, it's very much not fine. Because they're not good enough.
And at least Theo, for example, said the offense is broken after the 2018 season. At least he came out and said it. You know, at least he identified a problem, which they have yet to really fix. But they actually identified the problem. He said this is a point of concern to me when he decided to validate that in front of everybody with a microphone. And that's why this is important. They should do this more often. They really should.
Well, at the end of last year, we got a little bit of that from the coaching level. When Nagy said, I want Mitchell Trubisky to, whatever he said, get a master's level degree in recognizing coverages, reading defenses, recognizing coverages. He gave us a little bit there. Pace just doesn't. And it's an insult to the fans if you don't recognize what everybody can see. And Theo wasn't going to insult the fans. The offense is terrible. And he's up there in his booth throwing things against the wall just like we are. So maybe there will be some aspect of transparency today. I can't start this putting words in their mouths, but I do know that we've got a lot of history that suggests today is going to be this same conflict between understanding that that things need to change and, for whatever reason, just not wanting to change things enough to actually go and do it. So don't go anywhere. We are going to carry the Bears press conference live. It is scheduled to start at 10. I don't think they've ever had a press conference that has ever started on time, but we are going to plan as if it will. And then we're going to get your reaction. Bernstein and Rahimi, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.